Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Coast Guard says six people still missing after a container ship brought down a key bridge in the city of Baltimore are now presumed dead. The statement was made at a news conference by Rear Admiral Shannon Gilraith.
Based on the length of time that we've gone in the search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at about 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue efforts.
Another Coast Guard official said they were now focusing on a recovery mission, but he said poor visibility and debris in the water are making those efforts extremely challenging. The US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has reiterated Washington's message to Israel that the number of civilian casualties in Gaza is far too high. During talks with his Israeli counterpart, Mr. Austin said Gaza was suffering a humanitarian catastrophe, as Hugo Bishega reports.
There's growing frustration in the Biden administration with the way Israel is conducting the war in Gaza, where a humanitarian crisis is growing ever deeper. Lloyd Austin told Yoav Gallant it was a moral necessity and a strategic imperative to step up aid distribution amid warnings that famine is imminent in parts of Gaza. Fighting has continued despite the UN Security Council resolution urging an immediate ceasefire. Local officials in Gaza say Israeli airstrikes have killed dozens of people across the territory.
Thousands of Hungarians have demonstrated in Budapest demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Viktor Orbán after a former official released a recording allegedly implicating ministers in a corruption scandal. Peter Modjo has handed over what he says is a secretly recorded phone call he had with his ex-wife, the then Justice Minister. In it, she appears to confirm that government figures tampered with prosecution files. Mr. Modjo addressed demonstrators at the rally.
Within just a few weeks, our country has plunged into the greatest political, moral and legal crisis it's seen in recent years. Nothing can go on the way it was before. Let's tell the ruling power that the government must look into the eyes of the people and take political and legal responsibility for the mistakes that they've made, and even more so for the sins that they've committed.
The government says there's no case to answer. A judge in New York has applied a partial gag order to Donald Trump, limiting what he can say about his forthcoming trial over alleged hush money payments to a porn actress. At the request of prosecutors, the former US president is required not to talk publicly about witnesses and court staff. World News from the BBC. The independent US presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced a Silicon Valley lawyer and philanthropist, Nicole Shanahan, as his running mate. 38-year-old Ms. Shanahan is the former wife of the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin, and has never run for office before. Robert F. Kennedy is an anti-vaccine activist and nephew of the former president, John F. Kennedy. The US media network NBC News says it'll drop the former chairwoman of the Republican National Committee, Ronna McDaniel, as a political contributor after her hiring was widely criticised by staff. In an internal email, the network's chairman said he made the decision after hearing what he described as legitimate concerns of many employees. The news of her departure comes 2 days after she claimed, without evidence, that there were problems in the 2020 election. International election observers have praised Senegal for conducting a smooth and peaceful presidential poll on Sunday. On Monday, the governing coalition congratulated the opposition candidate Bassirou Diomaye Faye on winning the election. Official results are expected later this week. The head of the mission from the West African regional bloc, Ibrahim Gambari, said the vote took place in a largely peaceful atmosphere.
The ECOWAS election observation mission welcomes the gracious gestures of the government's official candidate Amadou Ba, and the outgoing president, His Excellency Macky Sall, who both congratulated the president-elect, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, even before the official declaration of presidential preliminary results.
The Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, has congratulated his country's football team after they beat Iceland 2-1 in a playoff final to qualify for this summer's European Championships in Germany. He said the team's success showed that whenever Ukrainians face difficulties, they don't give up, continue to fight, and certainly win. BBC News.